The following program has been arranged by the Division of Game and Fish in cooperation with this radio station to better acquaint the sportsmen of Kentucky with the hunting prospects and the progress of the Division and the League of Kentucky Sportsmen in their efforts to restore to the fields of this state wildlife which has been so sorely depleted in the past. To discuss the prospects, the reasons for more quail, the increase in the number of hunters and fishermen, and the better conduct of the sportsmen are Earl Wallace, Director of the Division, Frank Phipps, Superintendent of Law Enforcement, and John Curry, Superintendent of Game Management. In your opinion, gentlemen, how do you think the supply of birds and rabbits compares with the number of, say, last year?
From all reports that we receive at the division offices, the quail supply this season should be much greater than that of the last year or the last few years. Of course, these reports may be in error, just as the Gallup poll sometimes misses, but we believe there will be better hunting for the sportsmen this season.
According to a survey conducted by the Happy Hunting Ground Division publication, which is to be released just before the hunting season opens, many counties report more birds than in several years. This survey should be just about correct, since the men who know, the conservation officers and the supervisors of the various counties and districts of the state, were responsible for it. These fellows travel in every county and are better qualified to give a correct answer than any other group. They say that bird prospects are excellent in no less than 18 counties, good in 44 counties, fair in 30 counties. The outlook is described as poor in only 13 counties.
So the consensus of opinion is that there will be more birds. Now, Mr. Wallace, to what do you attribute this increase? Better weather? More protection for the birds? Just why are there more birds?
There are a number of reasons for this increase. In many sections of the state, the weather for the past spring was better. Then the Division of Game and Fish, along with the Sportsman's Club of the state, take credit for a part of this better supply. For instance, the Division, in cooperation with the clubs, has released many birds this past summer and fall. John, just how many were given to the clubs to be reared and released?
Since the first birds were hatched at the Game Farm Hatchery this spring, more than 25,000 chicks have been distributed to clubs throughout the state. These clubs have reared the birds and released them on farms where they will have as much protection as can be afforded. I'd say that nearly 20,000 of these birds found their way to the fields this past 6 months, and that number should afford a lot of good hunting.
That's right. There should be many a shot fired at these birds which first saw the light of the day at the game farm. But, you know, it accomplishes nothing to raise any number of quail and then have the hunters and a lead sportsman kill them before the season opens and before the birds can take care of themselves. These birds, after they are released, must be protected. And that job is under the direction of Frank Phipps, who heads the Law Enforcement Department of the Division. Frank, do you think that your conservation officers have protected these birds so that there will be a goodly number by the hunting time?
I think all game, as well as the sportsmen of Kentucky, have had better protection for the past few years than ever before. We now have high-type conservation officers and supervisors. They are men who are interested in their work. They are free from political pressure since they are under civil service regulations. These men have been employed by the division only after having passed rigid civil service tests. They also measure up to high standards of conduct. Each man is investigated before he is employed, and no one is put on our payroll until it is determined that he is capable and his character is above reproach.
How many men do you have working in the counties of Kentucky now, Frank?
There are now 104 conservation officers. They are not to be considered persecutors. They are law enforcement men, the same as highway patrol and city policemen. Their job is to protect the game, and in so doing, they are protecting the sportsmen. These men are respected by the sportsmen and the farmers. They are cooperating in a big job to provide better hunting and fishing for the people.
The sportsmen have a most vital part to play in the future of wildlife in Kentucky. When the sportsmen realize that they can't go into the fields and mow down whole coveys of birds and then expect to have birds for another year, the sooner will game be more plentiful.
That's exactly right. When you kill every bird in the covey, you destroy next year's sources. Surely the division cannot hatch enough birds each spring for the hunter to kill that fall. There must be some left for seed stock, and the sportsmen should see that 6 or 8 birds are left in each covey for that purpose.
When all hunters leave seed stock and observe bag limits, we are headed in the right direction. We have better sportsmen in Kentucky now than we had several years ago, and as time goes, there will be more of these good sportsmen.
Our junior club members are the citizens of tomorrow. And when tomorrow arrives, we respect the respecters of the game laws. They are taught the value of conservation of wildlife, forests, fields, and streams, all of which are for the preservation of our state. When they learn their lesson, they'll not sing dynamite or gig fish. They'll not shoot down coveys of quail, nor will they molest the farmer's crops when they are hunting on his land.
How many of these junior boys are now enrolled in your program, Mr. Wallace?
There are now about 15,000 high school and junior high school boys studying conservation. There will be more. Many high schools are asking that clubs be formed. These will be formed as soon as facilities are completed to probably take care of a greater enrollment. The junior clubs are solid. If we do a ship-shot job with them, their effectiveness is lost. We're not going to do that. We're going to give them thorough training and will not become top-heavy on membership. When a boy has studied our program, he'll be a better man because he'll know that the laws of conservation are as important to his future as the laws of society.
Mr. Wallace, you were talking about good sportsmen a few minutes ago. What, in your book, are the requisites of a good sportsman?
John, that's an elastic question. We could go on and on and on with this question and would not be fully covered. Pick out any good man in your community and you'll probably find a good sportsman. Good men and good sportsmen are synonymous. You can't be one without being the other. But a few of the requisites of a good sportsman as far as hunting and fishing are concerned are these, I believe. First, a sportsman should be a respecter of the farmer who allows him to hunt on his land. The farmer works hard for his livelihood. To destroy his crops is to deprive him of his money. The sportsman should not damage his fences or leave his gates open. And most of all, always obtain his permission before hunting or fishing on his land. Second, a sportsman should never take more than a bag limit of game and fish. A greedy hunter is not a sportsman. He should go into the fields to bag quail, sure, but not to be a game hog. Should have fun when he hunts if he gets his limit or only one bird. He will have lost nothing if he fails to kill a single bird. The open air and the closeness to nature is a handsome reward for the days of hunting. Third, he should enjoy his fellow hunter by not claiming every bird that shot down, nor by hogging the shoot. Companionship is more important. Fourth, he should be careful with firearms. A gun is a lethal weapon. In the hands of a careful hunter, it is a source of much enjoyment. Remember that it is the careless hunter who endangers the life of his fellow men. There are thousands of marks of sportsmanship. These are a few of them. Some hunters take a particular delight in shooting at everything that jumps in front of their guns. Songbirds and useful animals fall before their aim. The fellow who does this is not a true sportsman. He is a destroyer of wildlife. The songbirds should be spared since they are necessary to the farmer's crop and for the biological balances of wildlife. It's against the law to kill songbirds, and the hunter should be prosecuted for killing them. But that falls in the law enforcement department, and Frank knows about that and the open hunting seasons.
If the people of the state are not informed about the game laws, it is their own fault. Anyone who wishes to know these laws can quickly acquaint himself with them. Law books are available in the county clerk's office or may be obtained from the division's office at Frankfort upon request.
What are the hunting dates on some of the game, Frank?
Probably the season holding most interest right now is the quail and rabbit. The hunting season on quail and rabbits opens November the 20th and closes January 15th. The bag limit is 10 quail and 8 rabbits. Possession limit is 20 quail and 16 rabbits, provided you have hunted 2 or more days. And no more than the possession limit may be held by an individual in a frozen food locker at any time, and none may be held in a locker longer than 90 days after the close of the season.
A great many people do not know about the gun regulations, Frank. I believe that should be explained.
A repeating shotgun, pump or automatic, may have a capacity of not more than 3 shells in the magazine and barrel combined at any time. No matter what you are hunting, these guns must be plugged.
Even for hunting squirrels?
Yes, for squirrels, crows, hawks, or anything, the gun must be plugged. The squirrel season is about over. It opened August the 15th and continues through November 30th.
How was the squirrel supply this season?
Most hunters report they were scarce. Not as many as last season, and about the same picture is painted for the rabbit hunters. While some counties report a good supply, others say there are less than last year.
Well, what is the reason for this?
Well, there are a good many reasons. Undoubtedly, many young rabbits were drowned in the early spring rains, and the foxes got their share of rabbits, too. A large number of people believe that foxes kill a great many quail. We are reasonably sure that this is not the case. Examinations of the contents of the red fox's stomach show that a very small percentage of their diet is made up of game birds. That's contrary to popular belief. Now, they do kill a lot of rabbits. However, the fox has hit the peak in his cycle. For the next few years, they're expected to decrease in number.
What are some of the other hunting dates, Brian?
Well, the duck season opens December the 8th and continues through January the 6th. The bag limit is 4. And we are to have another deer season in Kentucky. They may be hunted in 5 counties, Bullitt, Brackenridge, Hardin, Nelson, and Meade, from November the 22nd through December the 2nd. Last year, 52 deer were bagged. They should be more killed this season. But each hunter is allowed but one deer for the entire season. A deer hunter must have, in addition to his hunting license, a $5 deer hunting permit.
Only antlered bucks may be taken this season. That will prevent the wiping out of the deer population in that section of the state. After much debate, the Game and Fish Commission agreed to allow the use of dogs this season and to bar the use of rifles. Only shotguns loaded with slugs or pellets no larger than 00 are to be used. The barring of the rifles was a step toward safety.
How is that a safety measure, Mr. Wallace?
With the return of the high-powered rifle to the market, and with the hunters being able to purchase some of the powerful guns used in the war, it was feared that the hunters or farmers or livestock would be killed due to the range of these guns. For instance, some of the guns will kill a person at more than a mile, and since woods prevents a view at that distance, the most careful hunter may become a killer.
Why did the commission agree to the use of dogs? Won't they chase the deer off the territory on which they ordinarily feed?
Not so much. True, some may be chased away from the range, but with the barring of rifles, the hunter had to be given some assistance. The dogs will flush the deer, and the hunters, armed with shotguns only, will fire at the target. The undergrowth in the deer area is so dense that hunters may not be able to penetrate it, while the dogs will go through the areas and chase out the deer.
Here we've rambled on, and not a word about fishing. How about a report on that phase?
It is pretty well agreed among fishermen that the past season offered some of the best fishing in years. Dale Hollow and Kentucky Lake were good spots. Harrington Lake gave up many fish. These spots, in addition to the numerous farm ponds and streams in Kentucky, afforded the fishermen plenty of fishing ground.
The fishing season is just about over. Of course, there will be some who will continue to fish right on throughout the winter. Muskies are their targets at these colder months. They may be found in Kinnikinick, Tigert, Triplet Creek, Licking River, Little Sandy, and Red River in eastern Kentucky, and in Barron and Green River in western Kentucky.
How are the prospects for fishing next season?
That's difficult to answer. Fishing should be better next season than ever before. Why, a person should be able to visit practically any farm pond and catch himself a string of fish. The division has stocked 15,000 of these ponds during the past 2 years as a result of this stocking, and the results of this stocking is highly gratifying.
How many fish are distributed during a year by the division?
The number changes from year to year. The past was one of the best years. More than 2 million fish were placed in ponds, streams, and lakes during the past 12 months.
And that's almost a fish for each person in the state. If you don't get your fish next year, blame it on the fellow who took more than he should have taken. They were placed there by the fishermen. They are expected to catch them according to the regulations of the game and fish laws.
Thank you, gentlemen. This concludes the first of a series of broadcasts in the interest of better hunting and fishing. These programs are presented by the Division of Game and Fish, and with the cooperation of this radio station are broadcast as a public service feature. Questions submitted to the Division of Game and Fish in Frankfort or to the station to which you are listening will be answered on future broadcasts.